Touring for this record. We did a month prior to this in Europe, but the record wasn't out yet, so people didn't know the song. So now I can tell, like, people know the words from the new songs already, and you know, it's a very overwhelming response, and very makes me feel really good.
Yeah. Do the Europeans know Weezer, or do they take up on the sort of anthemic sort of aspect of Weezer?
It depends on what country you're talking about. Sweden really loves us. We have fans everywhere we go, but it seems like breaking Britain has been kind of difficult because they have this... I don't know. They have, for some reason, they have something against American bands.
Cultural imperialism, yeah.
British press is just the worst. And, you know, never can expect to be on their good side, so... Yeah. What can you do?
Are you just with big headlines like Quirk Geeks come to Brit or something?
Yeah, exactly. Or somehow just slag you so you think you don't belong in music or something. Like, really. And that's terrible because they pretty much determine the fate of a band, British bands, making it in their own country by the reviews of their singles. Mm. And I'm sure, like... A terrible review would hinder someone from buying their record, which would in turn, you know, stop their career. You know, you know, it should be more left up to the general public than you know. Mm.
But
snobby British press.
Yeah. I suppose this would be a nice cross. This would be a nice cross for you, though, because this is very American culture. I suppose.
Yeah, I have noticed that. I think I keep thinking I'm somewhere in California. When we're driving around, I saw Kmart's and Target's and McDonald's and you know, the beach and the weather is extremely similar to California, and everyone's so super nice here. Right? I'm really really impressed with everyone's hospitality.
Yeah. Comes to, well, playing in the US, and how does, well, you wouldn't really have seen Pinkerton with your local crowds yet. You wouldn't have exposed Pinkerton to the local crowds just yet, because they came out only about a month and a half ago, didn't they?
Well, it came out less than that. It came out September 24th.
Right.
And it's not even a month yet. I have no idea what day it is now, but I think it's only been a couple weeks. And we did do a in-store like this, except it was full-on electric, and it was outside in the parking lot for the release of the record. And that was the day we found out that we couldn't use the name Pinkerton on stage or for the record before they went to court. And then the following Thursday, they went to court and settled it, and we won the case. So
yeah, because I actually went on air and said, collect it if you do have a Pinkerton, hold on to it right now. And then the record company boss here, Kate, rang up and said, no, it's gone through.
Well, I think that's fine too. I think it's probably the best press we've had in our career so far, is this whole Pinkerton name issue. You know, Kurt Loder from MTV has been going on the air talking about it. And, you know, we couldn't buy press before. At least we're getting something.
I suppose you would have heard of Negative Land, you know, doing the same sort of thing.
We wrote a song about Negative Land. Yeah. It's kind of an anthem to Negative Land. And it's never been released or anything. And it's been changed to a different song. But I met Mark from Negative Land in a bar in North Carolina, just out of the blue, when I went to go see Pavement in Nashville, North Carolina. One stormy spring night when I was visiting my parents in Tennessee, me and my friend drove through the mountains, these windy roads, which, during a rainstorm, and got to Asheville, North Carolina, which is like a small version of San Francisco. It's really progressive for the South. And Pavement was playing there that night, and I met Mark from I met Mark from Negative Land, and I told him about the story. I mean, it's all about the song, and he was really, really wanted to hear it really bad. And he gave me his address and sent me some book that they wrote and a CD, Four Rivers. And I don't know if he's ever sent me the song or not, because I don't think to him it has to be a completed song. And
yeah.
So,
well, they're heroes for me, for sure. Chase, like, right. The U.S. presidential elections.
Oh,
who's
going
to win in the Weezer camp?
Well, Matt and Pat were watching the presidential candidates today. There was some speech or something. I personally asked the question, did you know that more than 75% of America's youth doesn't know who our vice president is? And I was thinking, oh, fuck, who is our vice president? And I remember Al Gore only because his wife is part of the PMRC, which actually, in turn, has probably done more good for selling records with the warning labels on the arm. As far as the presidents go, I'm always voted Democrat, and I'd probably still go with Bill Clinton because he smoked pot once.
But didn't inhale. Just Brian,
just like my dad only smoked pot once.